Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 51 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Uniform Golf, Alan Meredith. Has anybody copy this?
Yep. copy that. You're coming in loud and clear in Saginaw. This is KFAEDQ.
Roger. Yeah, this is Al. I'm over here in Meredith, Michigan, and I talked on the frequency once before, so I plugged it into my 991, and I tried to give it a shot and see if I can make any distance out of it, so apparently it is working if you can hear me.
Yeah, Roger. We got you loud and clear. Crystal clear. Full quieting. So, yeah, it seems to be working all right.
Roger. Yeah, I'm actually talking on a Yaesu 991, and it shows that you're giving an S9 signal. So, boy, you sound great on this. I didn't think I would make it this far today, but, hey, you never know how conditions are. They're strange.
Yeah, Roger that. Sometimes it's not clear. Sometimes you're keying up several repeaters. So, yeah, conditions can change very greatly. But, how's your day going so far?
Well, it hasn't been bad. I was talking to 94, which is repeating to our system, which is in West Branch, and then I was talking to another one in Holden Lake, which is another one that's close to me, and I just thought I'd peruse frequencies and see if I could do anything today, because it was showing that, you know, I was putting out a signal. I was just wondering if I was receiving. So, anyway, thank you for the call. It's a pleasure to talk to you guys. In Guilford, I guess it is. that's a nice little shot, so. 72, my good friend, KE8SUG, will be clear on your final.
Roger. Take care, and 73, I'm familiar with that, with the West Branch repeater. There's also a repeater in Rose City that I can't remember the call sign of that has NETS on it, too. But, take care, and maybe we'll talk again. This is KF8UDQ, I'm clear.
Roger. Yeah, the one in Rose City, that's a backup to the 94. If it's not working on the 94, they go, I think it's 110. I'm not sure which it is. I'd have to look it up on my computer to see what the frequency is. But anyhow, that is a backup in Rose City, and it's a dual station for me here. So, send it through, my good friend. Pleasure talking to you.
Yep, got you, Greg. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Just heard you out there. I thought I'd say hello to you. How's that HF antenna?
Yeah, roger that. I seem to be getting out okay. I'll throw my call set out on some empty frequencies, but I think I'm going to hook up my computer and try some FT8 next.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I haven't done FT8 yet. That's one thing that I have not done yet. So, yeah, good luck with that. That should be a little bit easier, huh?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it'll be like shooting fish in a barrel then. But, I'm getting used to using the equipment. I don't have batteries in my auto tuner, which I think has been my main problem. So every time I shut off the power supply, it forgets all the tunes. So I gotta retune it every time I turn it on. So I think I'm gonna change that.
I did not know that it. Mine doesn't forget the frequencies when I turn the power off every night. It does not forget the frequencies. Do you have an LDG unit?
Yeah, roger. It's an LDG. Can't remember the model number of it now. I'm out in the garage. But it's the 125-watt version of it. I got a I end up running it through a full tuning cycle every time I turn it on just to make sure that it doesn't trip when I transmit.
Okay, yeah, I've got the AT600 Pro 2 auto tuner, and I'm not sure if it's different than yours or not, but once I do the full tune, it remembers, and next time I key up, it's all good.
I'll have to look into that. I'm not entirely sure how a tuner works. I've started that ritual. I flip it on in the morning and then I'll tune it so that way I'm ready in case somebody comes across. But it seems to be working all right, especially it gets out on 10 and 20 and a lot, and especially on 40 it seems to get out. I still have not put more radials down. There's only the 4 radials so far, but I'm gonna hook up the computer and see what's going on FT8, see what's going on the dark side. So I don't know, I'll give it a whirl. But I just got done presenting some subject matter at work, so I'm just taking a little bit of a breather now.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I heard you in here, so I just thought I'd say hello real quick. But 10 meters is a little bit slow yesterday. Didn't hear too many people out there, but I got to believe it's everybody's been back to work and wore out from the weekend, because Sunday was crazy. Quite honestly, the last week's been crazy, but seems to quiet down now. So, all right, we'll talk at you later there. Mike, we'll talk to you maybe later on the other side as well. WD8KLO will be clear after yours.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. We'll talk again, WD8KLO. This is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear. I'm listening.
Kilo Delta 8, Mike Golf November.
Kilo Delta 8, Mike Golf November, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. This is Kilo Delta 8, Mike Golf November. Mobile, Kurt is the name. We're just in Fenton here, probably off the Fenton repeater. I don't know if you were the guy that had that Pro 100. I'm not terribly familiar with them. Vaguely familiar, I think they are supposed to retain the memory, and there may be a button battery on the board for that that might need to be replaced. I'm not sure if that was you or not, but I was just listening, copy in the mail here on the way back from taking the dog to get a shot, and thought I'd jump in there for a second.
Oh, okay, Kurt. Yeah, I'm the other guy. I have the AT600 Pro 2, and like I said, I never had any problem with it memorizing the frequencies. But I don't know if Mike's still listening, but maybe he might take note of that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, this is KF8EDQ. I'm still listening. I'll crack it open and take a look at it. Thank you.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Like I said, I don't have one, but I've read a little bit of the sales literature on all the LPG products, a lot of them, not all of them, and I thought that was kind of one of their things, that they all had memory that remembers what the tuning was, and that way when you change frequencies, it's a lot faster to tune, almost like you don't even know it's doing it.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, I appreciate it. Appreciate the heads up. Maybe the coin battery's dead, or I don't know. I saw somebody else open one up, and it takes like 6 double A's or whatever, but I think those batteries will last a real long time in there.
Dead. I'm sorry there, I kind of double keyed. Yeah, that was especially when the other stations that he's never had that issue. So anyway, just thought I'd jump in there for a sec. I got to go back in the house and drop the dog off and get started with today's activities. Have a good day, guys. Both your radios are sounding good. 88 MGM.
Roger that. Thank you very much again, and take care. 73, maybe we'll talk again. This is KFA-EDQ, and I'll be clear.
Yep, roger that, Kurt. Thanks for the info. WDAKLL clear.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Yes. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees.
NAWCD, boy, you got a nice, warm, beautiful day to enjoy. At least that's, I guess, the advantage of working midnights. Of course, you probably had to get some sleep in, but how was today for you?
Well, today wasn't too bad. Kind of went over some stuff here for the set, and I got some things kind of worked on in the house, redoing the kitchen a little bit to get things kind of situated, and we took down the some of the cabinets on the, like, where the pantry is, and then we moved the refrigerator over to the other side because these goofs put a power supply, or, you know, plug in behind the cabinet so you couldn't get to it. So once we removed it, we got pushed in his refrigerator.
Ah, okay. I was wondering about Leo's post. He had put something about the cabinet. I'm like, oh my, you're starting this project this week with everything going on. Man alive, you're... You guys are brave there, but I know you guys have talked about doing that, but I'm glad that's starting to take shape for you.
Yeah, it looks good. It definitely adds more space to the kitchen, and then we're also adding a couple more cabinets in there, so it adds more cabinets, more countertop, and more safe, so it works out real well.
Okay, well, that helps out, again, in various ways, the layouts and so forth, so I'm happy how that's coming together. I know that's something you guys have planned and talked about for a while, so I'm glad it's coming to fruition, even on this busy week.
Yeah, it's not really hard. The pantry was just one single, one single section, and it was put in, side by side, so it was easy to get out, and then, moving the refrigerator. Super easy because it's got wheels, and it's one of those like ventless type refrigerators, so you can stick it right up against the wall and it doesn't have to have any room or anything like that. So.
Well, that's a good thing there. I'm happy for you in that way. Again, it gives you more room. Did you have to move the water line, or was there a water line with that?
Well, that's kind of the biggest drive why we moved it, because we have a water line hooked up to it. And when I do the water line, because I'm going to do it myself, I was going to have to run it along the cabinets in front of the dog's room and then around the back of the refrigerator. So by doing it this way, it's a little bit closer to the actual water supply, and there's less likely of somebody piercing it with, a nail or, something, and it's less likely that it's going to, break in the middle, so.
Yeah, that's huge in that way. I can remember a couple instances there on our own, mom and I went through with that, So that's good. Like you say, making it closer in for it, you could probably just directly hook it in, probably your water supply, like you say, with the spot, the sink, and the dishwasher nearby. That I'm sure you'll be able to tie in a lot easier.
Oh yeah, definitely. So it has more space. We're able to take the trash compactor and put it where the refrigerator used to be. And then we're going to add one more cabinet there, and then two more longer cabinets for the, for that empty space there. And then we'll have an area for food and stuff like that. So it'll be good. It'll work out. It'll be nice.
Like I say, I'm glad you're getting to do that, and I know you guys will do a good job. Again, it's one of those things, house upset, especially, you know, for your wife there in the kitchen, and, you've dealt with the living room and dealt with your bedroom and that, doing this here, I'm sure the end result will be a positive thing for you guys. It'll work better for you.
It will. And we're going to take one of the cabinets off the end of, at the end where my coffee maker is, and move the coffee maker over, and it'll add a little bit more room for the table to be out all the time. And we don't have to worry about, trying to get in and out of the table and moving people and, stuff like that. So overall, it'll be nice. It'll open the kitchen up a little bit and make it a little bit more user, at least in my opinion. I don't know.
NHWCBI, yeah, I agree. I think it'll be a good change, and you can, again, it's one of those things you can, I guess you can always tweak. It sounds like the fruits of it are already seen right there, and, having the table out will be, big table, what you guys have, again, I think that will, it'll give you more room, a little bit more workability, people moving around and that, and I think it's a good change for you. I'm glad you guys are able to do it, and, you're able to do it on your own. That's even better.
We're trying, we're trying to make a little bit more space of what we got, obviously things are tight, obviously, we have a lot of money, so it's like, we're going to make use of what we got and make use of the space we got. And, Leo does a good job in planning things out and getting things kind of situated. And for her, the kitchen's hers, so I want her to have the kitchen that she wants. And so it's, trying to get that all situated and done the way she wants it. So, she kind of has what she wants.
Absolutely, yeah. It's something where it's a good kitchen, good ergonomics, everything where it needs to be. A lot of cabinet space, a lot of countertop space. You guys need that with lots of mouths to feed, and of course being able to get it, get a service, pick it up or whatever, sit down, moving around, and all those things that come together. How that's working out, let's say, making use of what you have there.
Yeah, and, to resell the house, and, it draws attention of, or, there's lots of cabinet space, and, lots of countertop space, so it adds a lot to that, to the resell of the house, and then eventually, down the road, we want to take the French doors out, and we want to put a sliding door in there, so then when it's on those warm summer days, and not like super hot, but you know, the days that you have windows open, you crack the door and you have a breeze.
Yeah, I guess there's advantages to having sliding doors, I suppose, versus the French doors there, and you know, it's one of those things too where you don't lose the room having to swing a door open versus you know, you're just sliding it. So I guess there's pros and cons that way.
Yeah, you're well. With the, you know, the French doors, that, you know, that door protrudes into space, and, you know, there's no screen door, so, you know, this is, you can't really open it, and, so whereas, you know, the sliding door, there's a screen, and it doesn't take up that, you know, that space that, the door requires.
Yeah, you answered my question there. I was wondering whether there was a screen or any other, you know, outside door to that. Of course, that, you know, like you say, that does you no good. It takes the space, and then, you know, it's worried about the kids jumping in and out of the house or flies and mosquitoes and whatever else coming in and out. So, yeah, that would make it a welcome change there for you.
Yeah, and, you know, it goes back to the reinstall of the house and, you know, making it look nice, updating it, you know, redoing it, making it user-friendly, so we're trying to use what we got and update what we got, and we've been there, like, since 2019, so, I mean, I've been there a bit. My brain is not mapping today. I'm tired. But, no, it'll be good. It'll be nice. That's not something, though, that'll happen, you know, immediately. We obviously can't afford the sliding door, but eventually it'll happen, and it'll be nice. We're looking forward to it.
Well, that's like you say, it's a good plan down the road, but it's good to have that, you know, shorter-term vision and longer-term vision, and, you know, hopefully, you know, be able to get to a place, hopefully, if, you know, things kind of go down a little bit more, or becomes a buyer's market or something for you for a house, or something, again, something a little bit bigger for you, but like you say, you've got to make do with what you got, and again, the ideas, the planning of it, and the upgrade, you know, it goes a long way there.
Yeah, and it'll be nice to have, you know, eventually we're gonna put a door on the dog's room, so when we have company over, she's not annoying. But we're trying to get the house to where we can have people over and, you know, kind of enjoy the space and, you know, just enjoy the house overall and, you know, do it on a small budget, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, something that, you know, again, yeah, it created the vision there to do that and, sometimes you get some ideas, but you know, again, you don't have to have a large pocketbook there. Sometimes they work the best, and you can be creative and make it work while you're there, or you know, long term, or whatever. However, if it is feasible for a growing family there, NAWC.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to the changes there, and they're good changes. They're good updates and you know, updating certain things here and there, and upgrades here and there, and
it'll look nice once it's done.
I think too, you know, adding on, that, you know, it sounds like you guys have you know, reached favorably by moving the island too. I think that's also given space, and you know, it was it seems like it was done right, and you were you know were able to do the work, and it sounds like it again it kind of pays the dividends favorably for you guys.
Oh, it has. It has. It really has. That's been nice. And once we get, reduce the cabinet, or you know, get rid of the cabinet at the entryway at the kitchen, it'll make that entry a little bit wider and more user friendly to you know to walk in and out of the kitchen when the tables are out. You know, it just it adds a lot. It really does. And in fact, we actually thought about just getting rid of the island and redoing it, but that's kind of up in the air. There's certain things that we're looking at and weighing over, but there's a lot of solid upgrades.
Yes, that's true. And you didn't even prove with the extra cabinet space that or covers, you know, the countertop, I should say, space. That might feed into that. Let's say, well, hey, we're not going to eat that, or you know, it still might be something that's needed. So again, it's look at the finished product, and I guess go from there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the nice thing is too is we took we took one half of the pantry and put it in the laundry room. So now we've added more storage space to the house where we could put you know the laundry stuff and you know the dog's food and you know different things that were out and seen. Now they're put away and. You know, you can't see it. It's in a cabinet now. So that again, that adds favorably to you know, eventually down the road if we resell the house.
Yes, I agree there. I agree. Like you say, I'm glad you guys have been able to do it, and you know, got a plan, and it looks like it's. Coming together there. I'm happy for you in that way, definitely. Glad to see how it's going there. Hopefully in the future we'll definitely be able to check it out.
Yeah, for sure. You guys will have to come over and see what we've done there. It's good, and it doesn't cost much. Like I said, we're using what we have, so just moving it down from where it was to you know down the line, or you know moving it somewhere else. Our neighbor needed a cabinetry or a pantry. Our neighbor needed a pantry because they didn't have a pantry in their house. Their house is smaller than ours. And has less storage than ours, and we were like, "Yeah, we're going to get rid of this." And Debbie, our neighbor, wow, I can talk tonight. I'm sorry. Was like, oh, "I'll take that. Oh, I'll put that in the kitchen. That'll fit perfectly."
Yeah, definitely. So you're able. That's good. You're able to at least help your neighbor out in that way too. You don't have enough storage or cabinet space. I guess it makes a difference. And, you know, look at I guess what others have. I guess it helps me to be grateful for what we have.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. You know, it makes. should thank them for what you got. I mean, we did a double wide. They've got I think they've only got a single wide house. So it really just makes you thankful for, you know, for the room that you got, for the house that you got. I mean, our bedroom's like way bigger than, you know, than what they've got. And, so it's nice to have. And, you know, it's like I said, just to have somewhere to put your head and, you know, relax and, you know, enjoy. It's not a bad place. It's not a bad sub. It's not a, you know, had some problems here and there, but, you know, it's better than what could be.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? You know, there's no perfect place. And, yeah, it's like you say, at least you've got shelter, you got a place to sleep and a bed to lay in, and you're able to lock your door at night, and those, you know, all those things. A lot of things we take for granted are, and, things, you know, I wish I could do this and get that, and just, you know, but just be glad, I guess, be content, I suppose.
Yeah, just, you know, like I said, it could be a whole lot worse. I mean, you could be up in an apartment, so, I mean, like I said, you probably have seen some of these houses out there, so, you know, we'll make do, and then eventually, I think the plan is, once we get the inside taken care of, then we're going to start working on things on the outside, and maybe do a deck, and, do some flowers and, you know, different things to kind of spruce it up, kind of plain outside, and so just kind of spruce it up and make it look nice.
NHWCB, yeah, that's it, you know, work on what you need to, your inside living conditions, you know, say, you can kind of freshen yourself out there, like I said, that would be good, and, some other things, you know, some upgrades or changes in that way, and again, those are something that, you know, is not costly or that, but, absolutely, that's a good way to looking at it.
Yeah, for sure. Is there a station that's trying to get in? Station colleague, go ahead. Guess not. Yeah, so it'll be nice. It'll be nice once everything is finished and done. I was joking. I was like, yeah, we'll get all this done and then we'll end up selling the house.
Yeah, that's usually what happens there. You know, in fact, I was looking at Lee and Melissa's old house out in Sturtevant, Wisconsin, and then he's done a lot of painting and work on it and fixing, and then you know, he has to turn around and sell it. He's done to close the yard in and that. That's the answer reason. Yeah, I'm kind of hearing that interference too at times. I don't know if it's repeaters feeding over or a station or something, but I'm you know, confirmation or Roger means or something.
Yeah, it's caused a little bit of interference on this side. Station, if you're trying to get in, you're not making it to the repeater at all. Yeah, so for the set, we'll have the 205 out here soon, so you'll get the 205. Like I said, you and Mom are welcome to come over if you want, or whatever you guys want to do. We're gonna open the mobile EOC at our house and kind of just make it open and try out our equipment there. My antenna will get a good workout.
Maybe. Who knows? Take a good day, Monday.
I'm sorry, Dad. Go again. I got shot. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. No problem. It's just the way it's gone. I've just got a lot of painting done. It's been a few years. Trying to keep up things has been enough. But, opportunity may open up. Take it day by day. Like I say, glad for what we got.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it does, things don't have to happen overnight. You just take a project and, tackle a project and then move on to the next. And moving on to the next might be the year after, next year. It might be a couple of years from now. But, it works. And, we've just been, take a, the flooring. We did, some of the flooring last year and then some of the flooring this year. And then we're going to do the kitchen flooring here hopefully in the spring, so we'll get that done, and then we'll tackle our bathroom, and there's different projects that need to be done, but they don't have to happen overnight. It adds and adds freshness to the house, or even adding hardware to the cabinets, and making handles on the cabinets, and different things. It just adds it freshens it up. It makes it.
NAWCB. Yes, it does. And like you say, it freshens it up. Even, coat of paint, hardware on cabinet doors, just little changes like that make a difference. And, on a small budget, planning ahead like that, sometimes you have to set it and stand, and sometimes, the urgency changes, but at least you got a game plan in order, and that's what's important.
Gee, when you... Yeah, it's like ham radio. You start out with a Baofeng, and then you work your way up to, maybe a TID radio or something like that, and then you work your way up to a Yaesu or a Motorola or a Kenwood,
There you go, exactly. Start with a small investment there, and work your way up there. Get some more radios, and get the top of the line stuff. Absolutely, that's a good way of looking at it in the ham radio aspect.
Yeah, for sure. We'll see how it goes, but. Well, Dad, I'm going to hop off here and start gathering my stuff so I can get in for shift change here. But I appreciate the good conversation and coming along as I went to work. But you guys have a good night. Enjoy the weather. It's beautiful out. It's 80 degrees, so these 80-degree days are numbered. So get out and enjoy it while you can, right? But we'll chat. In here soon. I work night Thursday, and that's the last about on night shift, so at least until they waive double time again. But you enjoy your evening, and we'll talk here soon.
Yes, indeed. Like I say, between the sleeping there, at least you guys enjoy some of the warmer weather. It's supposed to be a little bit more seasonable the next couple of days. I think the weekend's supposed to be warmer again, but all good there. But hey, we'll be praying for you. Good conversation there this evening. Thanks for the ride along into work. Anyway, hope you have a good evening, and tell everyone at home hello for us. 73. He's the Navy, he was a family, and we'll talk again soon. NAWCB is clear on your mic.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. 73 is in 88 to Mom. J-8-Y-N, you play.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 78 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 73 degrees.
KFAEOR for a radio check, over.
KM8CLL monitoring.
Station calling, this is KFAEOR.
Didn't quite catch the call there, I think it was KF8UOR, is that correct?
That's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Oscar Romeo.
This is KF8CLL. Got the call this time, KF8EOR. I think I heard you call for a radio check. You're coming in just fine on the repeater, at least from my standpoint. And somewhere in South Lansing, I don't know exactly where from this repeater. I think this repeater is somewhere. I know it's in Lansing somewhere, but it's not that close to me. It's close enough I can reach it. But I'm just outside with the handheld right now. I don't know if my signal's coming in okay. I assume it is.
Well, actually, you're coming in loud and clear. You're very good. Especially for your handheld. I'm over in Columbiaville myself, which is in northern Lapeer County. So, no, you're good.
I do forget that this is a linked system, so there's the KBA LCY here in Lansing, which is connected to the Whiskey 8 CMN system, so. And it's kind of chilly out already. It's starting to get cold in the air already. It does that every night now. It gets decently warm, sometimes hot during the day, and then it gets real cold at night. It's already fall. This year's flown by. I remember the last time I was on the air actually, like, you know, talking, it was like probably March, maybe April. I think it was late April when I kind of stopped for a while. Now it's going into October. So it's been a minute since I've been on the air.
Glad you're back on. Yeah, we, up here in Columbiaville, we're same thing here.
I'm enjoying it. I have a small farm up here, so just getting everything ready for winter. So, bits and pieces. All right. Well, I'm gonna get out of here. I got stuff to do. I'm probably gonna. I don't have much to do, but I'm probably gonna hop onto one of the local repeaters and see who's on there, and in a little bit hop back on here. There's a repeater out. It's actually covers the whole state. It's a link system, the W8IRA system. But there's one in Onondaga that I can reach, usually with a basin station where it's 25 watts. But I doubt I can make it with my current setup, because out in Onondaga and I'm in South Lansing, so. And I think this is a 5 water, so it might be 10, but I'd have to look it up. I forgot. But, yeah. This is KF8CLL, SA73, and have a good one. Okay, in the 73, KF8EOR, clear.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours, clear, 69 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to the Lapeer County Net. This net meets Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. on the W8LAC repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and the repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Vicki, N8ZLC, and I will be your net control operator this evening. If you would, when checking in, please give me your call sign slowly, along with your name and location. At this time, if there are any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in, please call now.
This is KF8EOR. My name is Todd, and I'm talking to you from Columbiaville, Vicki.
Good evening, Todd. Are there any more check-ins? Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. I will now take general check-ins. Those wishing to join the net this evening, please call now.
This is W8YRC on Shark RF. Hopefully I'm making it. W8YRC, Maple Township. Name is Mike.
Net control, please recognize Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima Lima. That is KF8BLL. It's Brock in Beckley, West Virginia. Net control, you've doubled up with someone.
Did I hear Dick out there doubling up with Brock?
Yes, you did.
Dick, give me your call sign real quick.
KC8VHA.
Very good. Thanks, Dick. Now, are there any more check-ins?
KC8, that's it.
Okay, we'll go to this list. I got KF8EOR. I love your call sign, Todd. And we got W8YRC. Mike, you're coming in loud and clear. KF8DLL, Brock. KC8DHA, Dick. And KE8ZTX, Terry. Do I have everybody?
This is KE8YGV, Russ from Davison, Michigan.
Okay, I got in Lagra. All right, we will start with Todd. KFH-DOR-NAVLC.
This is KFH-EOR. Just wanted to say good evening, everybody. It's my first time being on a net, you folks, so I'm just kind of like sitting back and listening in.
Well, I'm glad you checked in, Todd. Kind of missed you the last meeting. I thought you would be there for the satellite thing and at the picnic. We had a good time. Anyway, we'll take it to WYRC. Mike, this is NAVLC. Stand by, Brock. W8YRC. Mike, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm listening here. WYRC, listening, eating popcorn and watching TV and talking to you. And wow, multitasking. I still got my radio out in the trailer. Made a few contacts today on a different type of antenna. I got a buddy pole I've had for years and getting to learn how to use it. I got a good SWR meter, so got it set up as a vertical right now and on 20 and it's booming. So all's well. Oh, what else? Nothing exciting, I guess. Thanks for you all checking in. That's nice. Repeater's back up and running. Everything seems to be doing pretty good now, for now. So we'll get some improvements coming up here one of these days, hopefully before winter. W8YRC.
Yeah, you're booming in here, Mike. You know, the only thing, I was sitting here waiting for the 8 o'clock announcement from the repeater so I could start from that, and I'm looking at my clock, and it's like, I'm not hearing anything, so we might need to, you know, figure out what's going there because it never did come. And isn't it supposed to? I think it is. But anyway, and I just wanted to thank you yet again for such a lovely time on Saturday. We had a great time, and you got me started with the whole FT8 POTA thing, and I've been trying to get it to work for me, and it kind of does, and it kind of doesn't, but that might be a discussion for a later date. Anyway, next up is Brock, KFHBLL. This is NAVLC.
This is KF8BLL. Well, good evening. Appreciate y'all picking me up. That's right, I'm here in Beckley, West Virginia, and some of you may wonder why. I'll be joining Lapeer Net. Well, I'm originally a native of Columbiaville there. I grew up over off of McKean Lake Road and moved south here to West Virginia probably about 20 years ago. My brother-in-law, KD8GAU, he kind of got me into ham radio and did some looking around and see that Lapeer had a net, so I figured just join in here. Kind of keep me closer to home, I suppose. Nice and cool here this evening. It's probably about 65 degrees. We're getting a little bit of rain. Really need it. We've had some severe drought down this way, so we'll take any rain that we can get. Fall colors are just starting to change here, get lots of oranges and reds, and it's really beautiful in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. Let me check up. But yeah, thanks for picking me up. Like I said, it's good to hear everyone, and got a nice little net going here, so thankful that I can join, and like I said, just be a little bit closer to home. I really enjoy this Echolink. I'm a fairly new ham, so I don't have quite a nice base rig yet, so I use my portable and the Echolink. And I'll just give a plug to my radio club if anybody's interested in Echolink connectivity. My club is the Black Diamond Service and Information Net, and our nets are on Friday evening, every Friday, at 8 p.m., and you can connect via Echolink at WhiskeyVictor8 Bravo Delta Dash R on Echolink. And that's all I'll have. Hope everyone has a good evening, and we'll turn it back to Net Control, KS8BLL.
Oh, I'm really glad you checked in, Brock, and we just got our Echolink back up, just not even over a week, so this is very timely. And you're not the only one that has suffered a severe drought, up to everything is brown and crunchy, and at least you're getting some fall colors. I don't think we're going to get the magnificent display we are accustomed to. Everything looks like it's just drying up and dropping. We have some maples that are brilliant, but not like they have been in the past. And we were up in the Keweenaw Peninsula last week, and even up there, they were complaining that the colors, and I got to say, it was prettier than it is down here, but maybe if things had carried on for the next 7 to 10 days, we weren't there at their peak. So I hope that they have better luck than we have down here. And one of the days, it just poured, so they were getting rain. So anyway, that is our little tale of woe for fall. Up next is Dick, KC8DHA, and ABLC.
Yeah, hello everybody. Nice day today. Enjoyed being outside and stuff. And I tried to key up the repeater last week when I was in Lexington, but the repeater didn't come back to me, so I guess I'm just too far away. I did do some antenna work the other day. My D5RV had busted in the middle and on the ladder line. And so it wasn't even cold out yet, and I fixed it, so glad to have that done. So back to you, Vicki, KC8VHA.
That's nice to hear from you, Dick. Yeah, isn't it funny that we always wait until it's cold before we really kick in the afterburners and try to get everything all done at once instead of playing around all summer like we have been. Okay, up next is Terry, T-E-A-Z-T-X, and ABLC.
ABLC, this is T-E-A-Z-T-X. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the net. Mike, I would personally like to thank you for trying to feed all of us, which you more than adequately did at the picnic the other day. And, for who was there, a good time was had by all. And we'd like to see that happen more often with a larger crowd. And like Rock said, as far as the colors go, we were although we had a very good time up north, we were very disappointed. We expected to see spectacular colors up in the Keweenaw Peninsula, but they've got the same problem we've got around here. It's been dry and too warm. And although it was great, and we had a ball doing a lot of photo contacts, satellite contacts, and boy, could you bounce some signals up that big lake up there. So, and get some distance out of it. But, I'd still be curious. I'd love to go back up another week or so and see if they actually develop any colors up there at Broccoli Mountain, but I don't know if we're going to manage to do that or not. So it's a pretty good drive. But good evening to all, and I'll just turn it back to Ned.
Well, Terry, it sounds like you had just a wonderful time. Yes, we did have a great time, and I can move up there in a heartbeat. But anyway, I will turn it over to Russ, KE8YGG. This is an ABLC. Good evening, Russ.
Yes, this is Russ, KE8YGG, and good evening, Vicki and Terry and all. It's great to be back. I this summer was a little bit crazy for me. I got a little bit bored late spring, and winter was different for me, and I decided, well, I'm not going to sit around. I'm going to get busy. So I went to a number of different places that I've heard of, and I volunteered. And the first place I went to, no one said anything. So I went another place and volunteered. And, well, they never called me. And I went to a third place. Well, I got to warn people. It takes them a while to accept you. They do background checks, this and that. I had no idea. But then they all called. So I had one crazy summer. I was so busy. It was fun, met a lot of people, but I lesson learned. I will never do that again. I'm just about done with most of the obligations, and I'm wrapping up a few, but it caused me to miss a lot of Nets, radio, the club meetings, and most disappointedly, I missed the club picnic, and I didn't want to do that. So, but I'm back in the saddle, and it just sounds good to hear everybody on the radio, and I'll turn it back to the net controller. Thank you, Vicky.
Russ, I'd be interested to hear who it is you volunteered with. And yes, I've tried volunteering in the past, and it isn't as easy as one would think. You know, most of the time they have, you know, they're staffed, and they're not really looking for anybody, or the new person comes along and they just don't fit in, or whatever. But I'd be interested to hear who you volunteered with. It sounds like you had a good time. All right, now, are there any more new check-ins for the net? Well, nothing's heard. We will go second round then. And Todd, if you're still with us, KFACOR, this is NADLC. Go ahead.
Well, I'm happy to report that the weather out here is good. Doing a lot of busy things. You know, I like coming on here and listening to the, and getting to the part where we talk about arthritis pains and stuff. That's always fun. About your, what you were saying to me about your class for the satellite, yeah, we had to put a dog down, so I got sidelined on that one. And, but I will be at the next meeting and hopefully see you guys out there. But I don't really have any new exciting to report on my end. So I've been meeting some new hams, making new contacts every few days and stuff, having a lot of fun with that. People visiting from other areas like Chicago or West Virginia. So other than that, that's all I got. I'm handing it back to you, KFAGOR.
Oh, Todd, I'm really sorry to hear about your dog, though. That's heartbreaking, and that's just something that I don't ever want to go through again, but I'm afraid I will one more time. But they just really add a whole lot to your life, and it's sad to see them go. I'm really sorry about that, but I really don't have much more to say. It breaks my heart when I hear about it. But Mike, you are up next, WAYRC, NADLC.
Yeah, who am I? W-A-Y-R-C. Hey, I just want to let you know, if anybody wants to play POTA, Vicky can show you how to do it. Between Vicky and a couple others, they made 74 contacts while we were at the picnic. We probably made a total of about, I just showed a little bit of FT8, but we probably made about 80 contacts total. But we weren't there that long, and we weren't there. Well, we were there to socialize, so I guess we socialized around the world, too. Anyway, it worked out real well. Everybody, thanks for coming out, and let's make it bigger and better next year. So, see everybody at the meeting if I can make it. WAYRC 73.
Yeah, I had a good time doing, you know, watching the whole FTH POTA thing, and it got me going, so I came home and I set up my 891, and got it working for FT8, but I've got some issues that I'm trying to straighten out, and I hope that in the next couple of days I'll have it figured out. But anyway, Brock, you're still out there, KF8BLL, N8DLC.
This is KF8DLL. Yeah, we had a really long, it seemed like, and dry summer, and just here in the past couple weeks, we've gotten rain on and off, so and it's been cooling down quite a bit. I think this weekend is supposed to be down in the mid-40s, so it's really going to blast the fall colors there, so looking forward to it. Yeah, there's nothing like the fall colors in the mountains and seeing in the valleys and stuff. I'm real close to the country's newest national park, the New River Gorge. It's really beautiful, especially this time of year. It's got the Western Hemisphere's longest arch bridge. It goes between the two canyon sides there, and the third weekend in October they have an annual event where they close down one side, one direction of travel on the bridge, and allow people to go out on the bridge, and they do base jumps and you know, like they'll jump off the bridge, come out and parachute off the bridge and stuff, and it's really the only time of the year that you're allowed to walk out across the bridge, and it's 850 feet, give or take, from the decking of the bridge down to the river. So it's really something else. But if you ever get a chance to come down to the New River Gorge National Park, you should take it. It's beautiful down here. But thanks again for picking me up. Really enjoyed sitting in on the net, and we will catch you guys next time around. You'll have a great evening. 73's back to net control, KF8BLL.
Well, don't go away too quick yet, Brock. What was the name of that national park again? I hear a road trip coming up.
It is the New River Gorge National Park and Preserve.
And where is that located?
It's located in Fayetteville, West Virginia.
I've got relatives down there. I don't know how close they are to Fayetteville, but they're right on the Ohio River in Meigs County, Pomeroy, Gallipolis, Middleport. I don't know if you know where that is. Right across the river from West Virginia, Point Pleasant area.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours.
Okay, because we need to make a trip down there, and I thought, boy, that New River Gorge National Park sounds interesting. So thanks for the tip, Brock. Hopefully we'll hear from you next week. Up next, Dick, KC8DHA, and ADLC.
Yeah, 73 to everybody, and thanks for doing that, Vicki. And it's good that the repeater is still working, and I'm sorry I missed the picnic. Slipped my mind, I guess. I was away part of the week. But sounds like things are going well. So, KC8DHA, back to net.
Well, have a good evening, Dick, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week. Okay, up next, Terry, KE8FCX and ADLC.
And ADLC. KE8ZTS. Well, Brock, I'm jealous. Tomorrow is opening day of bow season here in Michigan, and it's going to be 80 plus degrees. So if I indeed harvest the deer, I will have to fight the flies and the maggots over who gets to keep it. I would love to have the temperatures you're talking about happen, but it'll come soon enough, I guess. Yeah, I would love to come down and see that national park. That definitely sounds like a road trip. And being that Ms. Vicki's got relatives down there, it's not that far once we get to their place. So that's a real possibility. So other than that, good evening, everybody. 73 to all. Hope you all stay happy and healthy. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, thank you, Terry. I think that's definitely something you should do for your lovely wife. I think she would enjoy a trip down there. So, anyway, Russ, you're up next. KE8YGZ and ABLC.
Yes, this is Russ, KE8YGZ. Vicki, you didn't have to push too hard. You already agreed on it. So it is a beautiful area. Brock is telling you the truth. Many years ago, when I was a young man, I ran the rapids down there in the gully and the New River, and it's real beautiful area. It's just really gorgeous. I spent quite a few days down there one year, and then went back a few times when I went to visit my sister. She had got her degree down in Morgantown, and I had a couple other friends there too. Went to their graduations and such, and then we just tromped around the hills all throughout the state and really enjoyed it. So, yep, it is beautiful country. If you guys get down there, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And Brock, we're awful jealous. It's a wonderful place to live, I guess. Yeah, great hearing everybody. Thank you, Vicki, for running the net. I'll just say goodnight and 73. This is KE8YGD. Back to net control.
Well, good evening, Russ. And, you know, I've always said that I would like to move up to the UP because it is really glorious up there by all that big water. I'm fascinated by it. But then when you get down into the hills, that, too, is like a different world than what we're used to, and it's glorious. So I'm torn. I've got relatives down there that, you know, and it feels like home down there. But boy, that UP is something else too. So I'm torn. Anyway, at this time, is there any further business or rechecks for the net? Please call now. Well, nothing heard, so I will now conclude Phillip Hare County Net. And I'd like to thank all you guys for joining in, and I wish you all a good evening. And I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 7-3, everyone. N-8-B-L-C.
N-8-B-L-C. November 8 Hotel, India Sierra.
This is N-8-B-L-C. Go ahead.
This is November 8 Hotel India Sierra, Pete up in Bay City. I just heard you out here talking and thought I'd jump in there only because I spent 8 years up in the UP as a cop and other duties. I got to say that I spent the Air Force time up there in the UP. And the Finnish Air Force up there are called Mosquitoes, N-8-H-I-S.
Yeah, we were just up in the Keweenaw Peninsula last week, and it was just magnificent, and I didn't want to leave, and there was just so much to see, and there's a lot of history up there, and it's, you know, it's very remote, but it is kind of a tourist destination, but you're lucky to get a cell signal, you're lucky to find a gas station, it's that remote, there aren't many services. But, boy, it sure does draw a crowd, I gotta say that. But then you can get out in the middle of nowhere, and you just think you're in a different world. It was just beautiful.
Yes, Vicki, that is a beautiful place up there. Despite the fact that we get a lot of snow up here, KI Sawyer Air Force Base up there, where I was stationed just short of Marquette, we get to 200 inches of snow and we stop counting and just say, ha, we broke last year's record.
Yeah, we saw this, I don't know, a snow scale or whatever. It was like 10 feet tall on the side of the road and it was all marked off in feet. And I looked at that and I said, that isn't for counting you know, how deep the snow is it? My husband says, yes, it is. So, yeah, they get a lot of snow, but, and I bet it's kind of brutal. But, you know, the people that are from there, they know how to get around it, and they're a tough lot.
Well, I got to say that we do wear some very heavy clothing up there, and when we get down to 10 below zero, we think, well, you know, it's kind of cold here, but then we look at Minot Air Force Base, and they had 30 below, so we figured we had a tropical heat wave.
My husband said his uncle was stationed in Alaska in the Air Force, and it was 70 below. I can't even imagine. That's the frozen tundra there.
Maybe Alaska would be a place to go, but I'd rather not be there. I tried for warmer climates, but it didn't work. So anyways, I just wanted to jump in, say hi to you, Vicki, and everybody else out there. 73, have a God bless day, and maybe we'll catch you another time. Like I say, this is November 8, Hotel India Sierra, Pete in Bay City, actually Bangor Township, and it's good to hear from you. N8HIS back to, forgot your call sign already. It's N8BLC, Vicki. N8HIS, over.
Well, thanks for calling in, Pete. It was a pleasure meeting you. And, we're going to be here every Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock, so feel free to jump in. We'd love to have you. Or jump in afterwards. That'll work, too. So, have a lovely evening. NHIS, this is NADLC, and I'm out.
November 8, Hotel India Sierra, clear.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 65 degrees.
W8RQS, located in Bath, Michigan.
Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 62 degrees.
This is K6IT,
testing on all stars. Anybody around for a signal report, please?
Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 60 degrees.